Hello?
Thank you for
Hello?
calling customer support. My name is Mason. I'm out serving.
Hey, Mason. I just put in an order for some but a wireless earbud. But it looked like it was a bogus thing. Like the company says Sam's Club, but then it says something about Section 8 on the email. And I was just trying to call and figure out, is this legitimate?
All right, give me one second and I can pull that up for you, okay?
Okay. What's to see?
All right, can I have your zip code, please?
27834 834.
2 7 8 3 4. Okay, I didn't know what the middle one was. All right, can I have your first and last name? I'm sorry.
Teresa Newman.
All right, Miss Teresa.
I have an order
Yes,
number.
ma'am. So it looks like the wireless earbuds that you ordered, it's a legitimate business. The thing is, you got two. You got one at a discounted rate and one at a full price rate. And then you also got the lifetime warranty, which was $18.98. Now, you can void out the lifetime warranty if you don't want that.
I don't want that.
Okay, I can void that out and put that back into your account, okay?
Okay.
And do you want to still keep both earbuds, or do you want one?
Yeah, the both is fine. It's just the 1898 I didn't want, and when I was trying to trace it with the bank, everything came up with some off-the-wall stuff. Fresh and beauty and extra health plans and top wellness. I thought it the whole thing was bogus. I don't understand how that happened. Like when they did the transaction, that's the numbers that they got.
Yes, ma'am. So the thing is, with this type of subscriptions and trials and stuff, a lot of the system, like they don't update it. So it's like the system be so used to doing it the same way that it just sometimes make it do it by itself. 'Cause they don't always update it. They just leave it there. They don't go back and check and see if the process is still working like it's supposed to. But I did void out that
So,
lifetime warranty, and that's refunded back into your account. It'll be in there 3 to 5 business days.
okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, yeah, so I'm just wondering if they're going to be able to put that back because I did a hold on that card because it came up with all that bizarre stuff. I thought I was being
You talk about the card
scammed.
number? Are you
Yeah.
talking about the card number they have on file?
Yeah.
It is 2270 is the last four.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So they're going to send that refund back to that account.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Is there anything else?
Who am I talking to?
Mason.
Mason. Okay, Mason. Well, I appreciate you calling me back, and I guess if there's any other trouble, I can call this number back. But that just really scared me. I thought I had really got up with some mess.
No, ma'am, you're fine.
Okay. Will you send
All right.
something by email about
About your
regarding
refund?
that eight? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. They sent a voided confirmation email to you.
Okay.
Yeah, t_newman61@yahoo.com.
Okay, maybe it just hadn't come through yet. Okay.
All righty.
All right, I appreciate your help, Mason. Have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.